A Perfect Vow. A Guardian Story, written by Yui Nuff and read by Calicuria. This story has been rated for general audiences. It contains the pairing Shen Wei Zhe Yin Lan and has been tagged No Archive Warnings Apply. For Yui Nuff, as part of the 2021 Sundial Exchange. Reader's note. I am doing my best, but I'm so sorry for the way I'm sure I'm mispronouncing everyone's names. Shen Wei blinks at his shoes, surprised to see them moving. His head pounds. He reaches a hand towards his temple, but someone catches his wrist. Don't touch. Your hands are dirty. Shen Wei looks down. His hand is indeed filthy. Dirt and grit cover it, black under torn fingernails. He tries to check his other hand, but can't. That arm is slung around Zhe Yinlan's shoulders, being pulled uncomfortably as Zhe Yinlan tugs him forward with insistence. Shen Wei lifts his foot higher to get over a pile of rubble, and they stumble onward. His ribs hurt. He should heal them. He gathers his dark energy under his skin, frowning at the wisps escaping between his fingers. He looks down to his blood-stained shirt and finds his head too heavy to lift back up. His energy scatters into darkness, and he follows. Zhe Yinlan presses something to his lips. Shen Wei lets liquid pool in his mouth, trying to focus on Zhe Yinlan's worried eyes, even though it makes his head hurt. They're sitting down. Or rather, Shen Wei is propped up against a half-demolished brick wall, and Zhe Yinlan is crouching beside him. Water slides down his chin, and Shen Wei realizes he forgot to close his mouth. He does so, then makes the oddly conscious effort to swallow. It tastes wretched, as if washing cement dust off his tongue.
If you can.
Zhe Yinlan is talking to him. Shen Wei knows, because he watched Zhe Yinlan's mouth move, and he heard the words. Only, what were the words? There was move, and SID, and if you can, between all the static. Of course I can, Shen Wei replies, except those are not the sounds that come out of his throat. He clears it, tries again, fails again, clears it, and keeps on coughing. His throat feels raw, his tongue thick. The air tastes of vile smoke. Shen Wei retches before he's aware it's going to happen. His body feels disconnected, as if several steps ahead of his mind. He makes his head hurt. He holds it in his hands. While the palms are very clean, the backs of his hands are dirty. He looks at them, puzzled. Hands. Head. He remembers something that tells him he can touch, now. He does, and finds a very tender, sizable bruise near his hairline. He winces and conjures dark healing energy. Zhe Yinlan's hand takes his and brings it down to his lap, disrupting the flow of energies.
Look at me. Xia Wei, look at me for a second.
Zhe Yinlan's smile is tremulous and his gaze is fierce. Shen Wei wants to stare as requested, but finds it abnormally hard to keep up. Yet, he looks and looks, biting his tongue to stay focused because this is Zhe Yinlan asking. Shen Wei could never deny him. Still, it's a relief when Zhe Yinlan nods and indicates he can stop.
All right. Thank you. You did good.
Shen Wei lets his stinging eyes close on the praise, at least. Zhe Yinlan's voice spikes in authoritative alarm.
No! Don't sleep just yet. And stop trying to heal yourself.
Shen Wei wants to listen, but his mind keeps skipping away. The floor is extremely uncomfortable, his clothes itch, and Zhe Yinlan is tapping on his cheek. He blinks in confusion at Zhe Yinlan, finds him dirty and worried. There's blood on his cheek. What's wrong? Shen Wei mumbles, trying to shake off the cloak of lethargy weighing down his senses.
What happened?
He reaches for his memories, but concentrating only makes the rushing of blood in his ears roar, and it obfuscates Zhe Yinlan's answer. Shinwei attempts to use his dark energy to heal Zhaiyanlan. He flinches as it bounces out of his control and a pulsing recoil leaves his hands numb. Zhaiyanlan snaps something, his muffled voice upset. That is not acceptable. Shinwei shakes his head to clear his thoughts. It sends them spinning instead, taking the room with them. Some memories come loose, as fragile and senseless as petals blown on the wind. There is a fight. Thunder. Their car. Zhaiyanlan being lifted off his feet. Walls. Industrial walls, made of concrete and bricks, crumbling like sand and rocks gnawed by ocean waves. No, it's not right. The water was in a bottle, wasn't it? Shinwei asks. He realizes he interrupted Zhaiyanlan saying something. My apologies. You were saying? Zhaiyanlan frowns at him, mouth set in a hard line, but continues talking. To his hand? Oh, to his phone. That makes more sense. Shinwei looks around, slowing down his blinking to avoid dislodging too many colors. They seem alone right now. Shinwei leans back against his supporting wall to better admire Zhaiyanlan at work. Zhaiyanlan is good at handling difficulties as they arise. For someone who missed out on many years, Shinwei felt he was doing a proper job at surviving in this new world, full of flashing and buzzing screens everywhere. This changed when he met Zhaiyanlan, who bites into life to the bone and grins around each mouthful. There's such an electric hum beating at the back of Shinwei's head that's getting louder and louder. Soon, it's howling at him in shades of deep blue and purple, an aureola starting from the edges of his vision and looming in until you can barely make out Zhaiyanlan's face anymore. I'm sorry, he tells him, again. Zhaiyanlan snarls and pinches Shinwei's ear. Shinwei jerks upright in surprise, angry at being woken up. Except he's never angry when Zhaiyanlan wakes him, and he wasn't sleeping. Did I doze off? He asks. Shanlan's mouth is set in a firm, serious line. Almost, he replies. Stay awake. Why? Shinwei yawns, his eyes drooping. He's tired. He must have expended his energy beyond his limits, again. He had promised Shanlan he'd be more careful. After they came back, after they fought about this topic. Why were they fighting? Shinwei looks Zhaiyanlan up and down. He's a little dirty, and his clothes are a bit more scuffed than they usually are, but he looks whole and hale. Whatever happened, Shinwei was able to properly protect Zhaiyanlan, possibly at the cost of his own health. Shinwei smothers a spike of smugness under his well-worn blanket sentiment of having no regrets. I'm sorry, he lies. Stay awake for 6 minutes longer, and he'll forgive you anything. Make it to 10, and I won't ask you what for. Shinwei smiles at this. He'd be a fool to decline this bargain. Except, even now he can feel the crushing weight of exhaustion leaning on his mind. A little ashamed, he asks. Count for me? A warm hand settles on his neck, fingers gripping the back. Shanlan's forehead touches his, a warm anchor. Of course. It's been 40 seconds already. Stay with me. For as long as you'll let me, Shinwei replies automatically. Forever, then, Zhaiyanlan confirms. His beauty is dazzling, and this feels like wedding vows. We should get married, Shinwei hurries to say before the thought slips away. Zhaiyanlan barks out a wet laugh. What? Now? Shall we? We're not engaged yet. Shinwei shakes his head, slow enough not to dislodge contact with Zhaiyanlan. You've proposed to me more than a dozen times, some of them outside of bedroom activities. Zhaiyanlan smiles, broad and radiant. For sure, my treasure, but you haven't accepted yet. 1:30. Shinwei considers Zhaiyanlan.
His hair is a mess. His shirt had way too many holes, even before the fight they must have gone through, and he smells of smoke and sweat. There's a smudge of dried blood on his stubbled cheek that isn't his. It's pulled up by the exquisite twist of Xianlin's mouth. His aura is gorgeous. His manner's a double-sided blade, and his soul is perfectly irregular. Shenhui kisses him, an uncontrolled fall of his mouth against Xianlin's. Xianlin catches him, whispering numbers between the quiet, short presses of their lips. Their relationship is a rough landscape made from promises kept and broken, their bond an unbreakable anchor at the center. Shenhui wants to keep making new vows and work at holding true. There's a ringing disturbance growing louder in Shenhui's ears, muffling his thoughts again. He sighs away from Xianlin's tenderness. I do accept. On one condition.
540. Name it.
The ringing is deafening. Still, he thinks Xianlin will hear him over the noise. I want to propose to you, too. Xianlin laughs, grabs his shoulders, and gathers Shenhui in a fierce embrace.
Deal. But I have to warn you. I will say yes.
There's shouting and movement around them as the red jeep parks and the SID team pours out. Shenhui misses Xianlin's arms as soon as he stands up, but is rewarded by being able to watch Xianlin take charge of the scene, dividing tasks and condensing information. He's so talented. Then Cheng Xinyan is there, still in her hospital coat and holding first aid supplies. Shenhui is alarmed to see her. Is someone injured? Xianlin,
he's fine,
she says, without ever looking away from cleaning some wound Shenhui must have on his temple. She's brisk and professional, but not unkind.
How are you?
Shenhui is going to propose to Xianlin, and Xianlin is going to say yes. Nothing else seems very important. I am fine. There's a cacophony of voices raised at that. Shenhui lets them fade in and out of his awareness. Shenhui is moving, but his feet are still. He's on a gurney, he realizes, just as he's being loaded into some sort of vehicle. It has bright interior lights, and, to Shenhui's surprise, a Dishengren healer. This must be one of the newer developments in Shen Xinyan's interworld relations healthcare reform. Shenhui's attempts to protest are disrupted by the escalating pounding of his head. He reaches up to rub his temple, but Xianlin catches his wrist. Shenhui blinks until he can focus on the glow of Xianlin's worry. He rotates his arm and brushes their palms together, interlacing their dirty fingers. He brings their joined hands to his lips. There's nothing to worry about, Shenhui reassures him. The reply is drowned by the surrounding noises, but Xianlin's expressive face nonetheless clearly conveys his opinion on the matter. Shenhui manages a smile. Soothing waves of healing wash over him, a remarkable absence of pain towing him ever closer to oblivion. Xianlin's hand is strong and steady in Shenhui's loosening grip. Silently, Shenhui repeats his vows to the universe. He was alone for so long, and now he's not. He's got a soon-to-be fiancé, a lot of things to plan, and guests to invite. The wedding for sure will be rowdy and a complete mess of protocols. Shenhui is glad. It will be perfect. The end. Thanks for listening.